Staying fit at the moment has been perhaps a little bit challenging, which is why Birmingham Go Ball Club wants to encourage more people living with a disability to get involved in sport. So, speaking today about their Fitness for Life project is Mohammed Ahmed, the chair of the club.
Hi there.
So, what is the Fitness for Life project exactly? What is it?
So the Fitness for Life project is kind of devised to target an activity that disabled people have faced as a result of the COVID-19 situation. As a disabled person myself, I'm visually impaired, so I kind of understand the difficulties it's been to try and get out there and actually do the exercise that people have been used to before this COVID situation, and now that the situation that we're in at the moment has been quite difficult to actually get about, not only just exercise and doing the things that people were doing before, but just general things really, even being able to go to the shop and stuff like that, which has been quite difficult for disabled people at the moment.
So imagine things changed quite a bit for the club because obviously restrictions, lockdown, everything, you wouldn't really be able to meet up for a long time, and now things are still different. It's not back to normal yet.
No, yes, it was really quite difficult. And it kind of came all of a sudden, really. Kind of lockdown measures were kind of put in place quite suddenly. And that really did impact on the club. Since March, we haven't been able to train together as a club in person. So, yeah, that definitely impacted, I think, on a lot of the players and everyone part of the club, really. And you know, we've been doing things like keeping in touch with each other over Zoom and weekly kind of quizzes to kind of keep us all entertained with this Fitness for Life project. We're currently in the process of being able to put the policies in place to ensure that we're able to comply with government guidelines and the guidelines set out by our national governing body, Global UK. So it's looking quite hopeful at the moment, and this Fitness for Life project would definitely help us to kind of kickstart returning back to playing goal ball, and just generally staying fit and being able to socialise with people.
So who can get involved with it?
So anyone in general can get involved with the Fitness for Life project. We are specifically targeting disabled people just because we understand the difficulties that COVID-19 has put in place in terms of exercise. So it's a goal ball is, if you don't know, is a traditionally a sport played by visually impaired people under blackout eye shades. Although even fully sighted people can play, although can't play internationally. So anyone is actually welcome and able to play the sport. But yeah, we are looking to target that kind of inactivity that disabled people have faced. So trying to get people back into sport, and more specifically kind of fitness and around that kind of goal ball in general.
And I imagine you have to live in the Birmingham area as well, don't you?
So we are targeting people kind of in and around that Birmingham area. We are not limiting it to specifically the centre of Birmingham, so places on the outskirts of Birmingham. If people are from there, they're more than welcome to come along and attend the Fitness for Life sessions, and in general the Birmingham training sessions. We're quite, you know, welcoming and open as a club to kind of encourage disabled people, but just people in general, really, if they're interested in staying fit and playing the sport of goal ball, definitely welcome anyone along.
And how do these sessions look like exactly at the moment?
We're aiming to have 3-hour sessions. Now, part of these sessions will be around the kind of fitness, so. But it'll be kind of all tailored to goal ball. So the fitness may be, say, for example, trying to maximize how quickly you can, for example, say, get up off the floor, chase a ball, kind of all components part of goal ball. So although it'd be kind of fitness related, it is definitely targeted around the sport of goal ball. And then in general, kind of throughout the sessions, it'll be progressing to playing in teams of three, which is traditionally how goal ball is played. So it's 3 versus 3. We are aiming for 2 sessions a month, 3-hour sessions each time. Goal ball is played in terms of 3 levels, so it's novice, intermediate, and elite. And we definitely are aiming to have sessions specifically for novice slash intermediate players, and then elite players as well as another session, to kind of just ensure that everyone has an equal playing field and it feels entirely comfortable with the people that they're playing and at the level that they're playing at, no matter how experienced or inexperienced they are at the sport.
And will you be playing as well?
Yes, definitely. It's been a while. Definitely looking forward to getting back on court. At the moment, I'm a GB talent player, so I'm on a talent pathway. So yeah, definitely kind of being away from sport and kind of the high level that I'm used to playing at, it's definitely, I've missed it a lot. So yeah, definitely looking forward to getting back and playing.
So let's say I'm in the Birmingham area. I want to take part, or I just want to kind of keep track of where you are with the Fitness for Life project. What is the best way to keep in touch and get more information?
So we have a Twitter page, so that's at BHAM Goalball one. So BHAM GOALBALL1, the number one. That's our Twitter page. And that's kind of the main social media that we use really in terms of keeping people updated with, you know, just generally what's going on within the club, training sessions, you know, the tournament related info when they do resume again. And just generally, you know, like even the fun stuff like quiz score updates and stuff like that. So yeah, definitely we would do try and post quite a lot on there. So if you want to kind of read about the club in general, then I'd advise kind of having a look on social media. In terms of who you would approach if you are interested in playing goal ball or just remaining fit really in general, then myself would be the first kind of point of contact. You would do that via the email birmingham.bgc@outlook.com, or alternatively you can contact me on my mobile number, which is 07 429 407 886. Now I'm happy to kind of speak to anyone, if you've played the sport or not played the sport at all, just anyone that is interested really in the Fitness for Life project or just becoming a Birmingham club member. I'm happy to kind of talk things through and how the sessions will be run, just kind of give more information on the sport of goalball or anything like that. I'm open and happy to speak to anyone at all.
So definitely no reason not to get in touch, and I hope the project gets off the ground really soon. But in the meantime, Mohammed Ahmed, Chair of Birmingham Goal Ball Club, thank you for your time today.
Thank you for having me on. It's been an absolute pleasure.